Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
The firm of Harris and Meringue. Patrick Harris.
Look, Daniel, I do what I want.
Danny Meringue.
That is smelling your own farts.
Easy there. These are great pipes.
I'm not going to say agree to disagree, but I really don't like you right now.
The firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 and 1080. The Fan.
All right, two down, one to go here on this fine program. After us, you can catch Ducks Insider with Joey Mack from 1 to 2. Also, the Fan Happy Hour with Luke Anderson from 2 to 3. And then it's primetime back in full force from 3 to 7. Take you all the way home, finishing up 13 hours of continuous live local regional sports talk radio. We will not be doing a fourth hour today. My throat appreciates it, although I feel like I'm better now than I was at the beginning. I had to go out and use the restroom. There's a little delay, and I heard my voice, and I was like, bro, you sound rough. You sound rough. But there's a lot to get to this hour. Of course, if you missed any of the previous hours, you can check those out on the Fan Podcast, etc. Looking at some NFL quarterbacks that are guaranteed to make a ton of money next year that will make you vomit. And we'll also take a peek around the NBA, around the association, as their season is in full swing, and there's more news going around than just what's happening in Portland, as some fun stuff's going around. Look, everybody wants to beat the Thunder. That is very, very clear to start. Also, the future MVP dominance of the league. But let's start here with your Portland Trailblazers, Danny Meringue, and let's look a little basketball side before we get into kind of the emotions of the game tonight.
Indulge me.
With the Warriors in town. All eyes on Tiago Splitter tonight, my man. Mm-hmm. He's got the floor. I think obviously the team reacts, you know. But I'm curious to see, does Tiago bring some offensive juice to it tonight? Does he bring some leadership tonight? How I would love to see the dichotomy between Donovan and Shea's reactions to Drew and Jeremy Grant's, mm-hmm. you know, reactions and
old
how
guys versus young guys sure.
hold themselves on the court. But I'm gonna be looking at old Tiago on the sidelines and see how he maneuvers that throughout the day.
So everybody, I think you're not alone in that sentiment. If I'm Tiago Splitter, how much am I changing things?
Yeah, that's a great question.
How much am I changing things right now? You have to balance the I want to put my imprint on thing versus let me have these. It's only been one game, but mm-hmm. like some sense of normalcy. How much do you mess with rotations? Do you mess with the starting lineup?
I expect to see the same starting lineup.
Yes, and that's the thing is like maybe in a couple weeks we get down the road and go, okay, now we want to do this, we want to do this. So Tiago was already in part running the offense. For those that don't know, Tiago Splitter was the head coach of Paris Basketball. He took over for Thomas Isolo, who left Paris Basketball the year before, came over and was assistant with the Memphis Grizzlies, and now he was promoted after Taylor Jenkins firing last year. And Isolo is running things in Memphis. Isolo ran the number one offense in the league that year, and then when Tiago took over the next season, took him to a title and had the number three or number four offense. Okay, never remember. It doesn't stick in my brain right.
I think it's okay.
It's one of those weird things. But Tiago was looked at when I heard that the Blazers were going a certain way with coaching hires. I was like, okay, this is interesting. Let's see who they're going to go get. And Tiago's name came up. St. Andrew Saint, his name came up. And a couple other guys came up as well. And I was like, Tiago was the one that kind of jumped out to me. And I was like, let's see. But the one they snuck in under me was Posey. I was like, hey, Pose, that's a fun one. Up until a couple days ago. It was very weird to see a Tiago Splitter, James Posey, Chauncey Billups on the bench. Mm-hmm. It was just like, title winner, title winner, title winner. It's like, huh, all in different roles and in the same time periods. You know what I mean? It was
different coaches, but all a bunch of great coaches.
Just basketball lifers, basketball dudes. You know what I mean? It was like, oh, that's interesting. But Tiago, from everybody I've talked to, I have not had a chance to have an extended talk with him yet, and I'm probably not going to happen now for a little while. But from my understanding, his basketball brain, his basketball acumen is through the roof.
Yeah.
He's a guy that is very smart and very brilliant. And I was told both him and St. Andrew, I just want to keep calling him St. because it's way easier.
Although you got to be careful. You got to say St. Andrew because I won't know who you're talking about.
Keep up.
keep up. Yeah, got it. Go. All right.
But Tiago and St. are both guys when they were hired, I was told by multiple people with different organizations separately that those are both guys that in the next 3 to 4 years will be head coaches in the NBA. That's the trajectory they were on.
And we talked about this multiple times yesterday because that's how you handle a coach that has some deficiencies. And that's what Billups, in my opinion, had some deficiencies. Look, he might have been great with the guys, but like a Dan Campbell, sometimes your assistants are what make you, and you got one guy steering the ship.
Ben Johnson, Aaron Glenn. Mm-hmm. You know, you have two great assistants, one running the offense, one running the defense. Not that Dan Campbell can't do those things and can't replicate those things, but it becomes different with the new assistants next year. And if you look at the best coaching staffs in the NBA, you look them down the benches. What do you see? You see former head coaches or guys that have been like NBA lifers and, you know, high-level trainers and shooting coaches and development guys. Guys are kind of known around the league for what they are, and they're paid accordingly. And under Paul Allen and Jody Allen, they have notoriously been an organization that has not always paid the most for coaches. And that has actually been true for ownership in Portland always. They are not a organization that has, despite Paul having more money than God, and when he was, you know, around and healthy, that's one of the only areas he didn't spend in. Like, Adam was an expensive coach. Dunleavy was an expensive coach. Terry Stotts wasn't, like, these were guys that were all retreads.
Nate McMillan.
They're all of them. Mm-hmm. They're all retreads. And I always found that a little bit interesting. This is certainly a change. Now, Tiago and Sane and Pose and all those guys that are all going to be less expensive than adding probably a Terry Stotts to your bench or a Mike Brown to your bench. You know, before he came back and worked as an assistant, or a Doc Rivers, a guy who has been a longtime head coach who's going to work as an assistant or something along those lines. But when those guys go get promoted and they get head coaching jobs, which I very much believe they will, you know, then the story changes, and do the Blazers kind of change in that? That's further down the way. But I am very interested to see kind of what Tiago does, how many things he keeps the same, how many things he keeps different. And, you know, we'll know a little bit more about it over your shoulder right now. ESPN's Ramona Shelburne reporting live from inside the Portland Trailblazers practice facility. So I said this yesterday.
Some kind of fluff piece or something?
I would imagine there's probably a little sit down somewhere along the way.
Who does she sit down with?
I would imagine probably Tiago.
Maybe Dame.
Nah, I'd imagine Tiago.
Yeah.
Dame, for those that don't know, if you were injured and you were designated out,
you don't have to.
Yes.
You don't have to.
And while the organization probably wants to put Dame front and center for things right now, he is not obligated to do so.
Yeah, nor would he probably want to. What's press conference look like tonight after the game?
It's not after the game. It's the pregame. That pregame media room is going to be packed to the gills. That 5:15 press conference.
Start bumping elbows with some peeps.
Buddy, I'm as they say, I will be there.
Can we find out if Shams Charania is in town?
Shams doesn't do that stuff. He's not on the ground
guy. He's too busy staring at the TV like Cash Patel in a I don't know what I'm doing here situation.
He's an info broker. It's the Ramonas of the world. It's the Tim McMahons. It's the Bon Temps. It's the Wendy's. You know, the AP will probably send somebody out here. Like, Well, actually, they've got Annie Peterson here, but they might send one of their national correspondents out here as well. It's going to be a loaded room.
I don't expect anything to be said.
I do not know, to be totally clear. I expect there, for me, I expect there to be a joint prepared statement between by either Joe Cronin or Joe Cronin with Tiago Splitter.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I think they handle this.
Yeah.
And they will not take questions pertaining to this. They will say, if you have questions, we refer you to our previous statement about if you have questions, go to the NBA. We are cooperating fully with the NBA and its investigation and the relevant authorities.
Which I'm not going to lie. We talked about this yesterday. You might have been out of the room for a moment, but I was talking about how I don't love that statement because that statement says, you go talk to the NBA. Usually somebody says no further comment.
Mm-hmm.
We will have no further comment at this time. No, it was like, you got questions, so do we. Go to the NBA. Mm-hmm. That's how I took that.
I think there is an element to that because...
Could Adam Silver be in town?
If I'm Adam Silver,
I would not be in town.
Yeah, the optics of that are not great.
No.
I would steer... It's like somebody,
unless he got up at that press conference and had something to say.
I had somebody...
I'd be damn well impressed if he did that.
I had somebody ask me, do you think Tom Dunnan's in the courthouse? I'm like, hell no.
Hell no.
He doesn't want to be anywhere near this right
Dude,
now.
Dude, we will not see Tom Dunnan at a Blazer game for a while. I thought we'd see him there tonight if all things were normal because he was there the other night.
Yeah.
I thought we'd see
him a couple nights here
Wednesday and tonight, mm-hmm. you know, and kind of catch a couple games.
And when the team hits the road, get out of here.
Let the fans know what's up, say hi, you know, Warriors in town, et cetera. He go.
It would be very interesting if he was sitting courtside tonight and kind of a solidarity thing.
Mm.
I don't expect it.
I don't think we're going to see him.
I'm just saying, look, if I'm advising him, I'm telling him, disappear. Let you don't need to be attached to this at all.
Without a doubt. Well, it'll be interesting to watch Blazers tonight. Tip at 7 against the Warriors on your rabbit ears. So enjoy your rabbit ears. I have Blazer vision, so I'm lucky there.
Yes.
When we come back, let's take a peek around the NBA. It's been a fun 3-4 days around the league.
Phenomenal.
And, yeah, a lot of really cool basketball going on. Storylines already developing. We'll stick in the association when we do that next. 105.1 The Fan.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
503-864-6326. That is the Fan text line. She lets you interact with us throughout the entire day. Anything caught your eye in the NBA that is not quite Chauncey Billups being arrested by the FBI?
So many things.
I told you last night, dude, I could not watch the league. I couldn't do it. I didn't want to get to... I ended up buckling and saw some clips of Inside the NBA and... talking about some of that stuff. I did break down and see some of that late at night as I was scrolling in bed. But I needed to take away from basketball just because, yeah, yesterday was an emotionally draining day. I did watch the opening night, and I did watch Blazers. I'm very fascinated to watch the Mavericks tonight. Cooper Flagg admitted that he had a rough first game.
He had the jitters. Same thing happened to him at Summer League.
And what happened in his second game?
Went nuts.
Balled out. And the Wizards are in town, so that should help him out a lot for that. But I think the big takeaway, before we get into like some Thunder and Pacers stuff, you mentioned this yesterday. Wembanyama.
So, keeping the gambling thing going.
Are you gambling on the league today, Danny?
Do you know where Wemby currently sits in MVP odds?
I actually do know this because I caught it flipping through some channels yesterday. He came into the season at 5, and after one game went to number 2. Mm-hmm. Behind SGA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who right now it's Shai's. We'll get to the Thunder in a second.
I don't think
it's already going to be Wemby?
If he's healthy.
We're one game in.
Doesn't matter. If he's healthy, he's made the leap.
Wow.
You know what you can do with Shai? Something. You know what you can do with Wemby? Nothing.
Yeah.
If he wants to do it and he executes, you can't stop it.
You know, he was a really fun follow of, you know, I kept tabs on him over the summer doing the Buddhist monk
stuff. The monk training.
And he's obviously put on some LBs.
Like he's put on like 25 pounds.
Yeah, and he's getting there. You know, he shaved his head and went full crazy on.
Did you see the Dominique Wilkins reverse dunk on opening night where he barely left the floor?
I did see that.
What do you do with that?
Yeah, he is going to be fat. He's going to be so fun to watch, not only because of his talent, but to just see how that body evolves as he gets older. Can he stay healthy, et cetera? You know, that's always the question we have with big guys, especially guys
that
big. Yeah. I mean, he's not 400 pounds like Shaq, so that's a plus. But he's also thin like Chet Holmgren, so that's kind of a negative.
He's heavy. I mean, he's better built than Chet with his frame.
Well, I understand, but there's still a lot more.
He's skinny, sure.
There's still a lot more meat you can put on those bones. I'm not ready for Wemby yet.
Well, he's not going to put on much more weight. Because he's so big. You can't.
It'd be a detriment to the league. I don't know what it would be like to be a man that size.
Nobody does.
How does he travel on the road? Where does he sleep? How do you get a room for him?
Everything's custom for him.
In every town?
Everything is custom
for him. It's like he's going to Houston tomorrow. And
whatever hotel he goes in, he's got the biggest room.
Hmm.
And to be clear, the NBA travel hotels, the Four Seasons accommodates.
Okay.
The Ritz-Carlton accommodates.
They are in NOLA tonight to take on the Pelicans.
Bloodbath.
Good luck, guys. Good luck, guys.
Have fun, Zion.
Can the Thunder withstand everyone gunning at them like this? SGA had 55 last night, which is quite nice, but that's back-to-back double OT games. Now, again, I teased this in the first hour. You're playing a team against the Houston Rockets who have their eyes set on you to be coming out of the West.
To be honest, they probably should have won that game.
And I think I have them coming out of the West. I like Houston a lot this year. I think Kevin Durant puts them over the edge. And number two, you have the Indiana Pacers who are an Achilles tear away from potentially beating you in Game 7 of an NBA final last year.
Also, you saw what SGA did with the 55 points, right? You saw how he got there?
I saw some highlights on how he got there.
26 free throw attempts.
So they changed the game. That's what he's going to do. I'm not anti-SGA free throw merchant.
I am.
Because I've seen Karl Malone do it. I've seen James Harden get away with traveling for a decade. Mm-hmm. Like, unless guys are going to call it, I'm going to stop bitching about it. Because the NBA has clearly said we don't have a problem with it. And if you guys keep yelling loud enough and they have a problem with it, then yeah, then I'll come back around. But I'm not going to hold that against SGA because last time I checked, he's an MVP and he's winning titles. So I don't hold that against him.
I do. I think it's nasty basketball.
Side note, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, I think, or maybe it was 2 days ago. Dude, my Golden State making a run thing. I feel really good about this. Old man Steph had himself a good game last night.
Oh, yeah. I mean, him and Jimmy both did. I mean, first of all, holy crap, Aaron Gordon. 50-piece.
Yeah.
50-piece. 10 of 11 from 3. Nuggets should have won this game. Jokic, even in spite of a triple-double, could not hit the broadside of a barn from threes. 2 of 13 from 3. I think he was 6 of 10 from 2. Is that right? Yeah. 6 of 10 from 2, 2 of 13 from 3. Aaron Gordon, meanwhile, 17 of 21 from the field, 10 of 11 from 3. Just bonkers stuff. Christian Brown got his big old contract, played 38 minutes, and had 6 points. It's like, but again, Aaron Gordon was getting him up. Jamal Murray was getting him up. Jonas Valanciunas played well. Tim Hardaway Jr. played well for the Nuggets, but it was the guys last night. Steph with a 42, Jimmy with 21, including that big three at the end of the game to kind of seal it. Steph tried to get Jimmy to hit the night-night, but Steph did Steph things. Steph things. It's, you know, that it was what was really interesting was the closing lineup for Steve Kerr. Steph at the one. They went bigger. They closed with Steph, Jimmy, Dre, Kuminga, Horford.
I like that. That's not that big, though.
I mean, for the Warriors, it is. They don't have anybody. Well, think about this. Jimmy's 6'6", 6'7", Dre's 6'6", 6'7", Kuminga's 6'8", Al's 6'10", Steph's 6'4". Like, nobody's small.
Yeah, there's a lot of seven-footers in the league still, though.
But, I mean,
it's big for them,
yes,
for sure.
And that's not historically how they've played. One thing to consider tonight against the Portland Trailblazers is you're looking at the Warriors. The Warriors have said that Al Horford is not playing in back-to-backs. What is tonight?
A back-to-back. Yay!
So, no Al. But that means the Warriors, which is what they did in the preseason, went small, and that neuters some of the Blazers' ability to play big with Young Hansen and Donovan Clingan. So, how do you get around that?
Low-key, I'd be upset if I was going to the game tonight not seeing Al Horford, because I like him a lot.
To me, he's damn near our age.
Although there's more fish at hand for tonight's game to be a part of the audience.
Right?
How loud do you think that building will be during starting lineups?
I don't know.
I think it'll be loud.
Well,
it'll be loud
for the Warriors because the Warriors travel really well up here.
I think it'll be loud for Blazers because, assuming no players are wrapped up in this and it sounds like none are, what's the easiest thing to rally around? Rally around the team.
Yeah, I don't think you put Dame out there at center court. I think you put your head down and go.
No, I don't think you need to do that. That's opening night stuff. I don't think you need to introduce the inactives again tonight or anything like that.
I'm talking about addressing the elephant in the room.
Oh, I don't know if you need to do that. And you just said Dame wasn't going to do it on TV. I don't think he'd do it on the mic tonight either.
But the thing is, there's so many questions about tonight.
But I also think that even though this is such a weird situation with the Chauncey Billups stuff, being arrested and indicted by the FBI, be careful how much you use Dame as the, like, yay, Dame's here, because I think that could get old really quick. And I think even if they used it tonight, that could smell like, ooh, this is a franchise reeling, and let's put Damian Lillard out there again. And I think the button. Yeah, I think that could say the line, Bart. I think that could create some...
For sure.
I would find that really cheesy and desperate.
Yeah.
If I saw that.
Oh, no. As I'm saying, I'm not saying it's the right thing to do. I'm just wondering what they do, or if they acknowledge it, and how they acknowledge it, and how the fan reaction goes. Like, there's so many... When we were, you know, before the show, I came in here and talking to Dirt and Sprague when they were still on, and I was like, is there a single outcome tonight that would surprise you with anything? And they were like, no.
Nope.
No.
Nope. Not at all.
That's what this is. It's like, what is this?
Dude, there could be no Blazer fans in the building tonight and like 4,000 Warriors fans, and that wouldn't shock me. The place could sell out and everyone could be wearing Blazer gear, and that wouldn't shock me. Let alone Blazers by 30, Warriors by 40, close game by 2, Steph hits a night-night. Like, nothing. I don't know what to expect. It's almost that, it's not that nothing will surprise me, it's just that I can't predict it. And if I can't predict it, then I have no idea how I'm going to be let down or disappointed or surprised or shocked. So, we'll see how it goes.
I'm excited for general basketball tonight.
I wonder, let's take a small look at this real quick. I know we're up against it. Tickets as low as $54 to get in the door tonight.
It's because of the Warriors.
But I'm just curious how many tickets are available.
I would say it's a packed house opening night.
Decent amount of tickets available, but I don't know if that's game two on a team that's not expected to win a whole lot, or if that has any Chauncey repercussions. Or what? Upper Deck, 80 plus.
Celtics-Knicks, tickets as low as $258. Heat-Grizzlies, tickets as low as
Dude, I want to have a conversation next week with you about Jaylen Brown minus Jason Tatum.
Mm.
how good he could be this year.
Sure, and that's been a discussion around the Celtics, and he's kind of pushed back against that.
So. I know he has, but ball on court, ball going hoop might tell a different story. Mm-hmm. All right, we come back. We'll jump into the NFL. I got a number for you from three quarterbacks making this much money that will absolutely floor you. Plus, we'll have closing arguments to send you on your way. That's the Kahuna over there. He's got sports.
You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash this down?
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
We'll get to closing arguments next and send you on your way. And we'll put a little bow on the Blazers situation for you. We'll take a little break from that, slide over to the NFL. Not the craziest NFL this week. Yeah, not the most wild schedule.
They knew
you hot and bothered.
They knew what they were doing. NBA's coming. World Series is coming.
Take a little backseat.
What is it? Six teams on a bye this week?
Six teams on a bye this week.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
Three quarters of the AFC West.
They're not dumb.
NFC West, excuse me.
They're not dumb.
No. Let's see. New York, Cincinnati? New York, Cincinnati? Has that got it going for you? I wish that was me, but it's not. Lamar might play this weekend.
Yeah, he practiced for three days.
Questionable.
I tell you right now, those injury designations about sports, if you don't think discussions are being had around all leagues right now, you are out of your mind.
Everything is about gambling now.
Oh, dude, I had somebody who...
I picked the wrong time to be alive. I should have been alive in like the 70s and done radio.
Yeah, when gambling wasn't pervasive behind the scenes.
Yeah, but I'd rather be behind the scenes than
you
just
like your gambling seedier?
Yeah, okay. I don't want it up in my face every day.
Yeah, you want guys getting beat up in alleys and having their money taken from them.
Hell yeah, bro.
Oh, yeah, no, the player's not available today because his leg's broken.
He fell
in the shower.
Shouldn't have made that bet.
A lot of guys fell in the shower in the 70s.
Niners at Texans? Eh?
A stoppable force against a movable object.
Cowboys at Broncos?
Everybody keeps talking about that and Styles makes fights. But if the Styles suck, I'm not interested.
Dude, I've seen Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather fight multiple times.
Not good.
Not fun fights. Not fun fights. I saw this came across to me the other day. These three quarterbacks, fully guaranteed salaries next season, $131 million total.
Hit me.
Trevor Lawrence.
Okay.
Kyler Murray.
Okay.
And Tua Tagovailoa.
One of those is not like the others.
Trevor Lawrence is having an okay season. The other two dudes kind of suck.
Yeah. Well, one of them is objectively awful.
So it's something that we were talking about with college coaches and, you know, how there could be this giant reckoning of college coach carousel this year. And, you know, $500 million has already been doled out in college coaching. When do we get to the point where we stop doing this? I heard Swag say this morning. When do we get to the point where we stop giving coaches ridiculous buyouts and sending all this dead money into space? Man, when does that situation start coming around for quarterbacks? Because 131 split three ways is some kind of math that I don't know, and that's more money a year that I want to pay any of these dudes.
$43 million.
That's more money than I want to pay any of these dudes. When does the weird quarterback contract situation go away?
Like, I've said this, and Dak is performing at an insane rate this year.
He's having a good season.
But I don't want to pay Dak Prescott that money, because in order to pay Dak Prescott that money, you know what you don't have?
Micah Parsons.
Anything else.
You got a couple wide receivers.
I mean, Pickens and CeeDee Lamb are fine. Like,
man, you really hate CeeDee Lamb.
I don't hate him. I just don't. Like, people that put him in the top 10, I'm like, he'd be the best number two in football. Like, is he better than T. Higgins as the number two? Probably.
Well, I don't mean to rank it. He just seems like you're not your cup of tea.
He's not. He's 100% not. Like, I don't want CeeDee Lamb.
No,
he's good. He's very good. Dare I say near great. I don't want my wide receiver to weigh less than the left side of my body. Just, I don't.
Maybe you're a fatty.
I am.
And he's not.
He's very small.
He is very small.
I don't like Devonta Smith. He's very good. I don't want that as my number one guy.
Oh, well, good thing he's not the number one guy.
That's my point.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
Look, again, very good. I just don't like tiny wide receivers.
He got one of them statues at home.
He does.
Like, hold the football and
put
your hand out.
He also weighs 175 pounds.
No, he does not.
I just don't want those guys.
Devonta Smith does not weigh 175 pounds. He weighs 170. Dang, bro. Eat some food, man.
That's what I mean, dog.
Dang.
I don't like itsy bitsy teeny tiny wide receivers.
6'1", 170?
He's rail thin,
dude. Let's get you some McDonald's.
Bro, he's tiny. He's tiny.
Damn, that ain't cool, man.
What's CD listed at? 195?
CD Lamb is 6'2", 200.
I don't buy that. I don't buy 200. I'll give him 195 at his heaviest.
Dude, I'm going
to... pads.
I'm going to send some, like, French fries and gravy to Devontae.
Yeah, dude.
You got to eat some more.
He's tiny, bro.
He can't be that small.
I have a type. I like him thick. I like my wide receivers thick.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to say Justin Jefferson is the best wide receiver in the NFL, cool. I'm taking Ja'Marr Chase 10 out of 10 times.
Ja'Marr Chase is 6'205".
And he's bigger than 205.
He is bigger than 205. The dude.
If you're telling me these 5 pounds difference between CeeDee Lamb and Ja'Marr Chase.
I can't believe that.
No. Nope. Nope. Absolutely not.
I can't. You can't.
Absolutely not.
Why aren't these things right? This says Justin Jefferson 6'1", 195.
10 pounds difference between Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase.
You think it's five? There's a 5 pound difference here between Justin Jefferson and CeeDee Lamb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. I think none of those things. I think Ja'Marr is closer to probably 215. I think if you wanted to tell me Jefferson was 195, 200, okay, I'll believe that. CeeDee's tiny, man. Like, his frame's tiny, even. He's just not a big guy. JJ's tiny. There was a clip of them like doing something from Madden with Jefferson and Chase next to each other. Chase looked like an entirely different like species of human next to him. It was like, no, these guys aren't close. So, yeah, no. NFL weekend is very meh. College football weekend's pretty good. I like college football slate.
There's a ton of great college
slate. Yeah.
I was looking earlier at my quad box on how I was going to tackle this situation. I think I've got it figured out. In the morning, I'll go Ole Miss, Oklahoma. Georgia Tech, Syracuse, Indiana, UCLA.
I mean, buddy, the morning, good God, your 10 o'clock game, geez, this is atrocious. Your 10 o'clock games in the NFL, Jets, Bengals, Browns, Patriots, Giants, Eagles, Bills, Panthers, Bears, Ravens, Niners, Texans.
Giants, Eagles going to get me to watch. I hope
just
that's
because
the
there's
game.
Nothing else.
No, because I like Jackson Dart.
But that's what I mean. It's like, you're going, I like this guy. You're not looking at any of these games going, That's a game I want to tune into. I don't care if Lamar's coming back for the Ravens. That's not a game I care about.
Maybe we should start playing fantasy football. That would get us to watch a bunch of games we don't care about.
Won't.
Isn't that what everybody tells me?
It won't.
Everybody tells me that fantasy football is good to watch a bunch of games you don't care about. Hey, man, I'm watching Leeds West Ham on TV right now.
Because you're sick.
I know a bunch of those players.
You're sick.
Because I play fantasy.
And you just had another reason to sneak soccer in.
I know.
Gross.
I don't feel good.
But yeah, no, this. I mean, even our primetime game, it's probably the best. Packers Steelers.
Aaron Rodgers.
Packers Steelers. I mean, Colts Titans. Ugh. Saints Bucks. Ugh.
Dude, if I don't see Tyler Shuck playing this game, I'm gonna lose my mind.
And see,
we might have a long conversation about that on
Monday.
We're
going full sicko. We're going full sicko. That's what we're doing.
I need to know why. If Tyler Shuck doesn't play this weekend, I need to know why the hell did you draft him?
After watching Spencer Rattler play football.
Why'd you draft him?
Honestly, the Benson family should go full Woody Johnson. If we could just complete a pass, it might be better.
I love this on the text line, 503-864-6326. Tua completion percentage isn't bad if you include ones to the other team.
Yeah, him and Geno, baby, leading the NFL in interceptions.
Woof. All right, that'll do it for us. Closing arguments is next. We'll call it a day right here on The Fan.
The firm of Harris and Meringue is wrapping up for the day.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
Which means it's time for the closing arguments. Brought to you by Leskin Law. One day divorce mediation. Peace treaties, not war plans. Visit LeskinLaw.com for more information.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
On the Fan Sports Network.
You can't handle the truth.
105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, that's going to do it for us. This is Closing Argument. We do this every single day at the end of the show. We're happy to have you all around with us today. Been a real, real wild week. One for the books here at The Fan, and I can't thank you all enough for being with us the entire week. I have a question for you, Rust, since you know Danny better than I do.
Okay.
And you've been around Danny longer than I have. How much World Series is Danny going to watch?
Ooh. Well, like you said, he might probably have it on the monitor at the at press row tonight.
Do you got games this weekend too, Danny? Is it just tonight?
Sunday.
Tonight and Sunday.
They have Sunday, Monday. They have the two-gamer in L.A.
And then, what, game two is tomorrow?
Yes.
You might catch some of that one.
I'll catch some of game two.
You were the one who notified me because I don't have the Twitters, so I learned 5 minutes later, like I always do everything. Bo Bichette in the starting lineup tonight.
Hasn't played baseball since September 2nd. September 6th, excuse me. He will be playing second base, which he hasn't played since 2019 in AAA.
Yeah, because he's been the shortstop for them, but it makes sense. I was telling Rust in the break, it makes sense because Jimenez will play at shortstop, which he has been since Bo Bichette's been out, and Jimenez is a gold glove fielder. His natural position is better at second base than he is shortstop, but he'll be able to hold that down, and then you have less wear and tear on Bo Bichette's knees. Mm-hmm. Look, man, it's a big deal. They're throwing everything at the Dodgers.
I mean, you have to. I want to pivot to this here real quick. This just came up.
Yeah, hit me.
Nick Vucevic, the Chicago Bulls.
Vucevic.
Former Trojan great. He was asked about the goings-on of the NBA and the gambling world.
The situation.
And Vooch is a smart guy, and I thought this is a pretty poignant answer from him about the situation, the otherwise disruptive nature of the basically the RICO case that is ongoing in the federal authorities in the NBA. This is Vooch. We don't know what's going to happen in the investigation, but I think that in general, gambling is a big problem, not only in sports, but worldwide. It's available on your phone. All you got to do is download the app and you can just play. As players, we feel a lot when we step on the court. Before, you used to hear, hey, Vooch, get a win. Now it's like, hey, my parlay is 10 rebounds. I need 10 rebounds. Or, hey, my parlay is 15 points. A lot of times you turn, it's like 14, 15-year-old kids. And honestly, it pisses me off because it's disrespectful to the game. We put so much work in to try to do the right thing, to put a good product on the court and try to win for our team. And some people focus on if I'm not going to get 10 rebounds or not. So if you're wondering how players look at this stuff, I'm not going to name the player, but a prominent player in the NBA told me, I have somebody run my social media for me. Mm-hmm. I don't do it.
Yeah, so you don't have to look at it and don't have to read it?
He goes, because the reason I did that was because I was getting legitimate death threats.
Mm-hmm. Mess about with your psyche.
About not hitting some gambling point. And he's like, that's not for me, dog. I'm out. Like, I had people threaten my family. Like, I had a social media worker one time who, after the team didn't cover, tell me that they got a comment into their team account of, I hope the entire plane crashes.
Whoa.
It is
no mas
bad.
Yeah, it's so funny. I wrestle with myself on this all the time. You know, I don't live in the Twitter world because I don't, you know, want to be a part of Elon's world. And I don't gamble because it doesn't bring me excitement. It just brings me anxiety and terror. When I think about this gambling aspect, as it's going to be a huge story going forward in all leagues after what went down yesterday, sometimes I wrestle with myself on this all the time, because sometimes I think that I am not qualified to do this job because I don't gamble.
Mm.
You know, and we can sit here and laugh and joke like, Harris, you're an idiot and your takes suck, burp, derp, der, you know, and obviously we can laugh and joke about that. But when you look at the nitty gritty and the bolts and the behind the scenes of how you do a job, there are times when I tell myself, man, dude, if you gambled, you'd relate a lot more to people. And then stories like Chauncey come out yesterday and I go, yeah, man, but there is more to life than this.
Oh, God.
And I am so glad that I am not a part of that.
I do gamble, but most of the gambling information I use it as a data point.
Mm-hmm.
What if the spread's 3.5, just whatever.
And I've kind of been working on that too,
yeah,
because like, Vegas
why
is
do
so
they,
good at it.
Why do they think this?
Vegas is what so is, good at showing us a display, a sneak peek into a game, mm-hmm. of what it should look like, almost like simulation.
Yes,
simulations aren't bad, I mean, right?
No, and that's what it is. It's taking data and feeding into it, and as you tune in that algorithm, it gives you the output. The output is only as good as what the input is, though.
Right.
So if you don't have the data, like these casinos and gambling sites, they use like full on data farms. Like, I mean, they're draining the water out of your dams to process these things, man. Like it is.
I'll never understand that.
It isn't. We got to cool them.
I know.
It is an insane amount of data.
Why don't they just make them less hot? What? That's where I would go.
Sure.
If we're wasting water, why is it so hot?
Processing.
I know, dude. It's me.
It's transit,
come on.
Transitive power.
Keep up with me.
No, that one hurt my head. I was just like, I got nothing for you, man. But no, in all seriousness, like. That's where this stuff comes from. I gamble, but a lot of times...
For entertainment purposes only.
But a lot of times the gambles that I make, they're more... It's significantly more informed on, like, what... At least from my brain. Not I'm more informed than Vegas. I'm using my own data, my own information, and my own gut. And people that get mad at somebody else, at a player or a team for not covering, it's called gambling for a reason. Blame yourself, stupid.
They did not look at you in the crowd and go, you know what? F that dude. I'm not getting 10 boards tonight. Terry Rozier might have done that.
There are guys that 100% have told me, like, I wanted to just not do it because I knew that.
And then you could gamble.
It's a joke, but it's like, they hear it. I'm telling you, they hear it.
There's a lot of guys at this station that say, I'm going to put a little juice on this game because it'll give me a reason to watch it.
Sure.
That's the point that I was trying to make about
fantasy
football. That's the
addictive nature of like
playing fantasy football, and that gets you to watch a football game you wouldn't normally like. Now, I agree with this texter on the text line. I stopped playing fantasy football because exactly that. I have a myriad of reasons, but I'm also with you. I do not want to watch Indianapolis, Tennessee this week because I have the tight end for Tennessee to see if he can score, or I have the defense for Indianapolis to see if they score enough games for me to win a stupid fantasy game. I'm not using my time that way.
Perfect place to wrap. Adam Schefter just tweeted, in light of this week's two federal indictments relating to illegal gambling conspiracy involving NBA players and coaches, the NFL has sent memos today to league and club personnel to reinforce and remind all players in league and club personnel that need to adhere strictly to the NFL gambling policy. I told you, these discussions, the second this happened, this is in MLB, NFL, NHL, all of these leagues right now, they are buttoning down the hatches.
You have to. Otherwise, this thing gets absolutely out of control.
And I'm telling you, the next professional player, no matter what league they're in, that gets popped, they're getting everything thrown at them.
Mm-hmm.
Do not do it.
They'll be made an example.
I'm telling you, do not do it. You guys are skirting with lifetime bans right now.
Closing arguments brought to you by Less Skin Law. Visit lessskinlaw.com for more information. Less Skin Law's one-day divorce mediation, peace treaties, not war plans. I hope you all have a safe, dry weekend. If you're traveling around, be safe. Be sure you're aware of the weather out there. And that'll do it for us. We'll catch you on Monday. For Danny Meringue, that's Jeff Rust. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do.
Bye.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299.
Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.